This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stories of the day, the events, the issues, the people talk that hopefully will matter to you as you go through your day. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV. Jennifer and Jay, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner are the J's and the DJV handle. And then there's Victoria Keelan here at your service, inspiring, I'd say. Hopefully that's what our effort is, to inspire you each day to kind of do things better and be better. The vaccine thing, if I've seen one story, this story continues on ad nauseum. Vaccination, get another shot. I almost was convinced this weekend, listening to some people, that I ought to go get a fourth shot.
Oh,
and then I started thinking to myself about all of the stuff that's been back and forth, and there's a lot of credibility now to what, because it was attached to the right, it didn't seem credible to people on the left. But now, this whole business about whether you're better off to have had the disease and as you survive going forward, you'll be better off than if you had the shots. And it seems to me it's anti-productive or anti-climactic, maybe, for all the people that are still hollering, go get a shot, go get a shot.
Well, that's not what the CDC study showed. It showed, going back to, if you had natural immunity and never got vaccinated, that you had protection against Delta that was the equivalent of one shot.
Right.
But natural immunity did not help. That's why a lot of people, against Omicron, that's why a lot of people, like, I know a few people who aren't vaccinated who got COVID last year, and then
right.
They got Omicron. They skipped Delta. They made it okay through Delta, and then they got Omicron. And they're not, like, that sick, but, you know, it's just they've gotten boosters.
Well, that's the same argument
after.
For people with the shot. I mean, people with the shot were still getting Omicron. People with
right. The whole
natural
point is
immunity
did not end up in the hospital.
We're still getting Omicron. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a net zero, or like a neutral, I guess, as this new variant came to be.
Well, when I look around and see what's going on, there's a doctor named, I want to say Malarkey, but it's not Malarkey, it's Maliki, I think, Makaly, who's been very visible. He is a Johns Hopkins prof and actually is a resident, I think is especially a surgery. But he was involved in several conversations that I saw. He's been interviewed a lot lately about the impact of what the CDC has told the country and what it hasn't told the country, and how the private research that's been done basically solidifies what I just said. That is, that you're better off, actually, for the future, if you have had the disease and now have the things that protect you from getting it moving forward versus the shots. Now, I would like to have had both, and Ken Kronhaus says I'm trying to get the antibody test. I've probably had it, and I didn't know that I had it. But getting the shots just, I think, makes you feel a little bit better. And people who have listened to me over the years think it's really strange that I've been that gung-ho about the vaccine. And I think that I have been, because in my mind, the people that think or say that we ought to get a vaccine have made a convincing argument. I have not been convinced by the people who I normally respect and do respect that not getting or having the vaccine is going to lead to something down the road that I'm going to be sorry about. I don't know that. So living in the here and the now.
I mean, most people believe that it's fine, and that's why it went through all the tests. But, yeah, that's a very odd thing. People who are claiming that they want to not get the vaccine and it's their choice or anything, that's fine. But they're the ones who seem to be the most bullying towards people who have gotten shots. It's, yeah. I don't know. Feels like everybody's got one in their family, right? Or somebody in their circle. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. We have a friend that who is, he was originally against getting the shot until he actually got COVID. And at first he was like, oh, it was nothing. It was a sinus infection. And we didn't hear from him for 2 weeks. And he was like, oh, no, that was actually really bad. But prior to that, he would always give us a very hard time for getting the shot. And we were like, we respect your decision not to. Just back off of our decision to get it.
Yeah. Everybody needs to make their own thing and move into a circle and leave people, you know, it's not anybody else's business anyway.
Well, and my biggest thing was just the whole, I guess, where I come from, it's like, tell us all the truth, tell us all the sides, not just the truth that works for your argument.
Right.
And so
exactly.
I have been screaming since I got it. Like, for the people who had it, what are we supposed to do when we get it? And there was not a lot of clear information. What really happens with immunity, and what has been so frustrating is people, and I'm talking from the highest levels of the CDC and Dr. Fauci, just ignoring the impact of natural immunity when
Fauci looks mad all the time when it comes to this.
Is that there's a real conversation for people who have had it, and to poo-poo it, it's like, it just doesn't match all of the other surveys that you're seeing or all of the other studies you're seeing about natural immunity. It's just very frustrating because it is something that should be a personal choice. And for you, Doug, who is someone, and I'm not saying that you're old, but I'm saying who is of a certain age who has not had it.
I am of a certain age, yes.
I mean, you think that you may, but you don't know that you've had it. The vaccine is probably perfectly a great decision for you. It's perfectly appropriate.
Yeah, this affects
older
people so badly that every doctor that we know has said, look, if younger people don't want to get it, fine. But if you're an older person or you have older people in your life, make sure they get it, because this is not an easy thing to overcome if you're older.
And it
over
becomes
65.
More therapeutic. It's going to, you know, and that's the other thing that's been so annoying. It's like saying, well, people with COVID who don't have the vaccine are going to die, and people with the vaccine are not going to die, because that's simply just not true. The death rate on this thing
is
so low,
right.
Vaccinated or not.
The numbers
have been so skewed.
Yeah, it's been a mess. All right, let's talk about money.
Well, the guy, just before you move on, the guy who's getting a lot of heat right now is Javier Becerra, who's the former Attorney General of California, who was named Health and Human Services Secretary. And everybody's like, where is he? Apparently, the Biden administration isn't even pulling him out anymore. So I would imagine he might be one of the first cabinet positions to get the old heat.
Marty Walsh, who's the Secretary of Labor, is going to run for governor in Massachusetts, so he'll be gone soon. And that there are a lot of people in the Biden administration. I heard from a friend of mine who's high up in Democratic circles that just don't like what's going on. They don't see Joe as the leader. They see people behind the scenes as leaders, and they get mixed messages, and it's kind of messy. That's what I hear. Prices and record sales. For example, the number of people who have bought, or companies buying, commercial real estate because of what happened, the devaluation of office space, there are a lot of places that are for sale. Investors now, some of these big investment firms, Wall Street companies, are trying to buy this, all of this commercial property. Apparently last year sales totaled $800+ billion. That's twice what was sold the year before. And I understand it. I see it. Warehouses are going all over the place. I have, and as an aside here, a friend of mine, I had two stories yesterday that involved the warehouses going up everywhere for Amazon. A friend of mine who has had a farm down in a town probably 25 miles south of where I live in Framingham, had a farm. And he had 70 acres, and he wanted to sell it. And so somebody, it's actually up the street from Foxborough Stadium. So Kraft offered him $3.5 million for the land. And he signed an agreement. They gave him a deposit. And bingo, he was going to go off. And then he got a knock on his front door from the real estate people at Amazon. And they said, hey, we heard your land was for sale. We'll give you $7 million for it. So the guy, wait a minute, $7 million and $3.5 million. Which deal should I take? Well, he'd already signed a deal with Kraft, and so he told Kraft that he wasn't going to sell him the land, that he was going to sell it to Amazon, and Kraft took him to court, and they got like 10% back out of him. He got $700,000. Kraft got $700,000 out of him in the settlement, but the guy still got $7 million instead of $3.5 million. So he said, so what's $700,000? But the reason I bring it up is because it shows how cockeyed. You look at these sales of commercial real estate that the real estate capital people are talking about and how the values have gone down. So everybody's running in because they know sooner or later it'll be valuable for different uses. And Amazon is number one. I'm talking about every, there's Westboro, Massachusetts, which is two towns away from me. There are three Amazon 60, 70, 80,000 square feet buildings going up. And it's like this all over the country. They're springing up everywhere. And so that's going to push the value of real estate. So I go back to asking the question about, and from the money point of view, is it healthy for us to have one company controlling that much real estate? And I look around and think, is there anybody else? Is there, I'm asking the ladies here, do you know of any other company that controls as much real estate at the moment as Amazon does? Or as much of the economy as Amazon does?
Yeah, I don't know. Real estate, but, well, actually, I think Walmart still employs more people. That's still the biggest employer in the U.S. So there are still more people that work for Walmart than Amazon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say Walmart's probably the only thing that can rival it. Maybe it still is ahead. I'm not sure.
What's really interesting, though, about what Amazon's going to do is that now they killed the brick-and-mortar business, right? Everything that Amazon offered, they killed the brick-and-mortar. And now they're going to brick-and-mortar, and they got a sweet deal because no one's in those stores that they're
going to. You can make the argument, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, that they did it purposely to drive down prices so they could go in and take over the malls. I've seen,
of course,
in the last 3 or 4 weeks, Amazon bookstores, Amazon retail stores selling the stuff they're selling online in retail stores, in malls, where the other stores have gone out of business because of Amazon. It's like, hello, around, around, around we go. I think that's, I don't know, I've never had any use for Bezos. I saw a story yesterday in California about him. His girlfriend apparently is a licensed helicopter pilot, so he bought her a helicopter, and she's flying him around. A helicopter from one place to another, to another, to another. God love them all. On the DJV download, horror story from a hotel in Ohio, which sent a lot of people to the hospital. That's one of the things that is on the docket. The DJV download has a focus on Martha Stewart and Sir Anthony Hopkins and Octomom. There's a character and a half. Plus one of the other recent downloads, focusing on the 1986 Challenger disaster. We talk about the pros and cons of a four-day work week. All these things are sort of summaries of what we talk about on the air. Check it out every day, DJV Download, at djvshow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on? Jay Kirshner is here to bring us up to date so that we have the steady stories on the trending social media pages. I see that Rihanna is pregnant. And by whom, I suppose, is the question. Is she
her boo, A$AP Rocky. Yeah, he's a rapper.
A$AP Rocky?
Mm-hmm. That's his name.
That's his name.
Right.
By birth. And his mother named him ASAP because he was born real fast. Only
Complete
10
with a dollar sign as the S. Right. Totally
as
on the
As soon as possible, Rocky. What's his Rocky's real name? Probably Harry Smith.
The Rocky part actually came from his mom. That's the nickname she calls him because his given first name is Rakim. And so Rocky was really close to it. And then when he was younger, he and all of his friends were running around and they all had ASAP in front of their name.
Really? Very exciting. It's like, I at least can figure out LL Cool J. That's one that I get. But some of these other names, anyway. Okay, so that's not the story.
Yeah, she's pregnant. It's exciting. Everybody's speculating now, looking at different photos that she's been seeing around town in the last couple of weeks and how she was hiding her pregnant belly so well with all of the baggy clothes. She usually does wear a lot of baggy clothes. And, yeah, it's the perfect time for heavy coats and... But, yeah, the couple were spotted out, and she was wearing a pink coat that was unbuttoned at the belly. And
she looks very pregnant. I don't know how far along she is, but she looks very pregnant.
Well, and that's my question, because it's definitely at least past the first trimester, because that's when a lot of people don't say anything that they're pregnant, because so much can still happen and go wrong during the first trimester. But
she looks like she's 2 months away from giving birth. Like, the bare stomached picture, she's huge.
Yeah. But if she's dealing with anything like health-related stuff, because sometimes if somebody's dealing with a lot of early preeclampsia or something, they may look like they're full term at 25 weeks.
I don't even know
how many
weeks
it takes. I think she's healthy. She's 33. She's not like a geriatric pregnancy. What'd you say?
I don't know how many weeks it takes to cook a baby. So when people say, oh, 25 weeks, it means nothing to me. What's the, how long is,
well,
is fully
it's
baked?
40 weeks is fully baked.
Okay.
But that's also counting, it counts a couple weeks before you're even pregnant. It goes from the first day of your last cycle for ladies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so you're technically pregnant before you're even pregnant. That's how they count it.
Right.
But she is so adorable, that little pregnant belly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, David Letterman is going to be dropping by tonight on the anniversary of the Late Night Show, 40th anniversary of the Late Night Show. Started February 1st, 1982. He was there at NBC, and then he went to CBS to compete with Johnny Carson. That never quite worked out, but anyway, he's good. I like David Letterman, Frank.
I love quirky. Letterman. He was always my favorite.
Yeah. So anyway, the 40th anniversary celebrating with Letterman. Who else is going to be on there? Jimmy Fallon, probably, right? Doesn't he? Who's been on there? I see Conan
O'Brien.
Fallon
had that show. Yeah. Fallon had it. Seth Meyers has it now.
Right.
Letterman at, forget. Somebody, did James Corden have it for a minute? No, I guess
wasn't
not.
Wasn't that Conan?
No,
Conan was on.
Oh, ABC. Conan had
did,
it for,
didn't he?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, under the circumstances, I'm disappointed in Seth Meyers. He's become much more. He used to be kind of a funny kid, and now it's all politics. He feels like he's the next Stephen Colbert, who is another pain in the you know what. I don't get it. You turn off half the audience. Letterman. He kind of knew where he was politically, but he didn't use it. He didn't, you know, Jay Leno, Johnny.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oh, he's from Ukraine.
You're from Ukraine. And you're from Russia.
Record number of illegal immigrants continue to pour into our country with one startling fact. Nearly half of those apprehended in December were from outside the border triangle countries. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot on Fox News.
From a community standpoint, it's a mess. He's diluted Border Patrol and their ability. He won't prosecute anybody that enters the country illegally.
President Biden continues to say the triangle countries' problems is why we have a surge at the border.
One of the fundamental things we got to do in addition to some of the changes we'll make, we don't get into today, but is that if we figure out why they're leaving in the first place.
The State Department has received a written response from Russia's government to the American proposal on de-escalating Ukraine border tensions. Details were not released. Secretary of State Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will talk on the phone today. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday he and his children have COVID-19, and he encouraged all Canadians to get the vaccine. He went on to liken the truckers' protest over the weekend in Ottawa against the vaccine mandate to the Nazis and hate.
It's a challenge that my family and I are facing, but there's nothing unusual or special about it. It's a challenge too many Canadians and people around the world know all too well.
Durant cette pandémie, throughout
this pandemic, people have lost loved ones. Our health care workers are continuing to work very hard. Scientists are working day and night to ensure that we can get vaccines to keep us safe.
It is not over, and we have to be there for one another. And as we continue to have each other's backs, as we steel ourselves for the challenges ahead, I know you're wondering about what you saw in our capital city this weekend. As my friend Erwin Kotler said on Saturday, freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy, but Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not. It is an insult to memory and truth. Hate can never be the answer.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Health podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, bringing you back to reality. 34 after the hour, the optimist in me, Doug Steffen, says you have found the place of positive thinking, even though sometimes Victoria gives it to me, the old one, too, about how I'm maybe not always pleasant and sweet and kind. Captain Curmudgeon
well,
lives.
Are.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay.
Trying to be nice here.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling. I'm not going to get into it. Let's do a
nice
thank
job
you.
On self-censoring. I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, it wasn't any place good. The fellow that won that big radio from us, remember at Christmas
time? Oh, yeah,
time?
He was awesome.
What a sweet guy. He sent me the nicest card. Wishing you and the DJV girls good health and a happy new year.
Aww.
Long-time listener. And I think his name was...
That's
was
so cool.
Joby?
Joby.
That's awesome. Right, yeah.
Thanks, Joby.
Thank you for everything you've done, for everything you have given. Thank you for the clock radio. But it was nice. Just, I always like a special thought for people from people. If you send a nice thought, then I like to send good thoughts back again. That's kind of what this place is all about. This is a virtual place, if you will, because Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Victoria's in New Jersey, Jay's down in Nashville, Doug's on the farm, and we're talking a lot this hour about money and the we were kind of got off on a little bit of a tangent as to where all the money from Amazon is going. The national median price of a one-bedroom rental apartment up 12%. I think you may have talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah,
I just see this.
As and a renter.
It's another, it just adds on to what we were just talking about with regard to, the way the economy is going, where it's expensive. I said I couldn't afford to find a place that I liked in Los Angeles versus, you know, what I could. I know that I can find a lot of places I liked, but I can't afford them.
But the ultimate goal is to buy something, and with rent so high, how in the world can people pay rent and then try to save for a house? It becomes almost impossible.
If the rent goes up 14%, which it has in some cities, then in 1 year, then how do you also have enough money to put away and save for a down payment? I that's just not feasible. It's not it's not mathematically possible. So, yeah, I don't know. Something's going to have to give.
Something's got to give. The crypto world has seen what they call a tornado cash mixing service. I've put a couple of bucks into this, and I don't know where it's gone up and down like a yo-yo. I don't see, you know me. I don't
be very
like
careful. Where did you buy this?
I had a friend's son who's doing this full time into it, and he says that the crypto world is about to crash, and the best time to buy into it because everything's going to be low, and then bingo.
Well, there's so many.
That's what happened before.
Yeah, but you know, we've been talking about this in the tech reports too. The scams are just at an unprecedented level, and they're all related to crypto. And most people who are falling victim are 18 to 39 because older people are not into it and they don't want to mess with it. So it's younger people who are digitally savvy but not financially savvy, and so they're buying into
these scams. So what's the difference between those two things? Let's get down. Let's pair the banana peel off that. The difference in those two, you just defined people in two different ways.
That was according to an FTC report that they found that that most victims are 18 to 39 years old in
crypto
scams.
You mean,
crypto
scams. Okay. Yeah.
And so, and I think that's correct. They're digitally savvy. They can go on to, you know, they can go on to any social media site. They can read about different things, and then they can go on to any platform and buy and sell crypto. But the problem is they're falling victim to these fake platforms, and they're just losing money. And financially, they don't understand how anything works. It's just all a digital mindset. And I think that's a big problem. You know, so many people are, you know, we were talking yesterday.
I think it is in lots of ways. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking yesterday. The Fed has mentioned in a new report what it would be like if we had a fully digitized currency. And so it would be crypto without all the crazy price swings and fees associated with it. And that's something that the U.S. government is just, they're moving in that direction. They have to, or else, you know, they're just going to be left out in the cold. But so many other people just, they don't understand how crypto works. You know, Mayor Adams in New York is taking his salary in crypto, which is just, with the price fluctuations, I just think that, I mean, it wouldn't be me. I would not say, hey, Doug, can you pay me in crypto?
I still don't understand the translation. What's he get paid, $150,000 a year or whatever it is, $200,000?
Whatever the salary is, his monthly paycheck will be in Bitcoin.
Who comes up with a formula to equate those dollars to whatever cryptocurrency?
That's exactly like getting, it'd be like getting paid in stock, though, right? Whatever the value is of the time he's paid, I would think, right?
I don't know how it works. I know a lot of people are trying to move into that. I just don't.
I think it's
really, really
risky.
And a lot of people who have crypto and then have like a crypto credit card, that is so dumb because certain types of crypto are meant for investing. Other types are meant for spending. And if you mix those two up, then you could end up spending 3, 4, 5 times as much for an item that you're buying.
Okay, let me ask you this.
You think it's cool.
That's nuts.
Valentine's Day is coming up, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay. What would happen if the fellow you loved gave you, instead of some bauble, some worthless piece of diamond jewelry, if he gave you some cryptocurrency for Valentine's Day? What would your reaction be? Jay, I'm going to start with you. If your husband, Ryan, gave you crypto for Valentine's Day, how would you respond?
I would take him for a psych evaluation because something is clearly not right there.
Okay.
Jay, I'd be like, what's going on? This is fake money.
What happened? Did you hit your head? Did you false at some point in time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, thanks, Victoria, for giving me a digital IOU. That's basically like...
Really? That's what you... Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I'd say you might as well water my crops in Farmville. Like, what is this?
Right.
Really? That's what you'd say to
That's a nice callback.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. What's the old expression, a word of the wise is sufficient? I know that you touched on this. I'm feeling like I want to be in Moneyland here for a few more minutes. The IRS and your taxes, if you got a 6419 letter, which is basically them telling you that you got your benefit, now you owe us. Thank you, federal government. This stuff happens all the time. Where you get money and then they want, why would you give people money if you're going to take it back like that?
Well, because they say it's the same thing when Trump did the, you know, the big tax cut and everyone thought, oh, it's great, I've got more money in my paycheck. Well, yeah, but you're also going to get a bigger tax bill at the end of the year. And so some people like that. They like taking the money up front. And other people want to wait for a big fat refund. I mean, I have a close friend of mine who says that if he gets a refund, then he has every year he has not done his job correctly. He likes to owe every year because he's basically using the government's money.
Get like $1 back.
Yeah. Well, they're using your money. They take your money. If you have every week or whenever you get paid every month, if you're on a salary and they take X number of dollars out and put it in the government's treasury, you don't get any interest on that. It sits there. And but yet they charge you interest if you don't pay. There's something really cockeyed about that kind of thinking and why we let them get away with it. Why is it that we just kind of throw our hands and, oh, well, it's the government. What can you do? There's a lot you can do. Look at all the protests here, there, and everywhere, whether they're, you know, good, healthy protests or whether they're, you know, the kind that destroy property. It just, we need to be much more vocal about things. Far more important, I think, to be focused on those sorts of things, but it does require education, which, of course, we're lacking in our public school system at the moment. And so people don't really understand how the system works. I thought it was interesting, speaking of money, I don't like the business about corporate greed in a main, you know, that gets convoluted because I think what people forget about when they talk about corporate greed is that that's where most of the jobs are. So somehow or other, you got to find a balance between what is considered corporate greed. I noticed that I don't think there's ever been anything that AOC said that I agreed with, but her focus on price gouging, I don't think that she's an expert when it comes to this, but she got my attention with the inflation connection to price gouging, and I think that's going, when I talk about the rents in California or what it costs to get on an airplane or whatever it is, buying a car probably is the best example of it at the moment.
Well, and restaurants, too.
Restaurants.
I know we've talked about it here, and it depends on where you are. But, like, you know, I live in a tourist area, and we have a lot of friends who work at the restaurants in our village, and some of them are managers, and they have admitted that, you know, we're raising prices, and people are still paying for it. So if
people is it a moral, ethical, reasonable increase? I think
some supplies are more expensive, like ketchup packets and things like that.
Well, and also the labor force and the new COVID restrictions cost businesses a lot of money. I mean, I don't know. I guess if this one feels very personal because I have a close family member who runs a business and runs a restaurant in California, and her costs, her expenses they've been through the roof. And so then she has the people that get upset if she has to raise rates, which she doesn't take lightly because she knows people come to her for value. But if she has to raise rates on something, I mean, there are restrictions on how you get meat now. You have to pay more money for meat. There have been some dairy shortages. There have been paper goods shortages. The amount of plexiglass and gloves and all the stuff you have to do to outfit your
server safely. I mean, the cost is expensive. It has really gone up.
Yeah, I think it depends where you are. I think in a situation like that, that sounds more like there's like a local clientele and that's, you know, a loyal clientele that you have to kind of cater to. But if you're in a tourist area, like I have friends who just got back from vacation and they go to the same resort every year in Mexico and they said everything was double the price. And there's no real reason for it other than people are willing to pay it. And
well,
so I think
the resort capitalist system. But I think we're playing a dangerous game here when we continue to look at
if you make people pay $50 for a piece of halibut, the price of halibut has not gone right. And that's I looked at a menu last night, $47.
But nobody's forcing
you
to buy it. If they
didn't
get people to pay for it, then they would stop serving it.
But I'm just saying, like, it's I live on the seashore. I live, you know, at the shore community. We know commercial fishermen, and they're like, yeah, the price of halibut hasn't changed. It's not like all of a sudden the fish is worth more. It's just restaurants are price gouging.
I'm looking at the Business Insider. Today's Business Insider is the story of an investor named Leon Cooperman, who is a billionaire. As a matter of fact, he lives in New Jersey. He has a trader that is in New Jersey, basically takes care of all of his investments. And in this article, he's saying, I get what people are saying about me and about money, but I still feel like I've gotten here on my own, and so I'm responsible to keep it flowing or going. He's pretty good about giving a lot of it away and supporting causes, et cetera, et cetera. The reason I bring it up is because what we have found, the news media has vilified people who make money, and that's just wrong. There are some people who do abuse it, but a lot of people are very helpful with it. And frankly, again, looking at it, you got to realize that without that money, there are no jobs, no companies, and we're all, you know, working for the Chinese Communist government. 48 after the hour.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidran targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidran just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calidran work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJ.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Continuing on now with DJV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here for everybody's listening and dancing pleasure. I've never actually seen you dance, now that I think about it. You and Mary, I'd like to see you and Mary. Next time I go visit, let's go someplace, and I'll sit on the sidelines and watch you and Mary dance.
You sure it's not just to see Mary dance?
Maybe, yeah, that might, yeah. Might be better.
She's a dancer.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a health news organization called Gut News, and they suggest in their tutelage that their gut news is easy to digest.
That's cute.
Okay, so the focus is on beneficial gut microbes and how they can alleviate side effects of chemotherapy, among other things. I thought that would be an interesting place to go, and also tied to that, in terms of gut microbiomes, is that how you pronounce that? Microbiomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Microbiomes. There are two questions here. Is long COVID risk tied to what's in your gut? And the answer to that is yes, I can even answer that. But then I wonder about whether if you have really strong gut strength, whatever you want to call it, does that help alleviate the problems people have taking chemotherapy in a pill? Because there are various types of chemotherapy. So you want to start with long COVID first?
There are some indigenous tribes in Africa that they have, and the only way you can really analyze the microbiome of the gut is to examine the poop through microscopes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some tribes in Africa that are virtually disease-free. And they're rather primitive groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we can find the same thing in the upper Amazon areas of South America, where they're untouched by the foods of commerce. And they have, in one report I saw, they have as much as 90 to 100% more beneficial bacteria in their gut than the average American does.
Is that because of what we eat, then?
Because of what we eat.
Yeah.
You know, if you went vegan for, say, a month, and then you went carnivore for a month, and then you went vegan for a month, you'd get really sick doing that. But I want to make a point here, is that the microbiome in the gut would alter to what you're eating, even with drastic changes like that. And as Hippocrates told us 2,400 years ago, all disease begins in the gut. Medicine is finally beginning to discover that. But people involved with natural medicine have known for a long time. If you want to improve the body's resilience against disease and infectious properties or possibilities, you have to strengthen and improve the health of the gut. I've often made the statement, I didn't come up with it, Dr. McBride in England and Oxford did, but she said, over 90% of all the DNA inside of our body is not human. Only 10% is human.
Huh?
90% is that microbiome that lives inside of us.
Really?
There are more cells involved with the microbiome than there are cells of the human body.
But a lot of us eat similarly, then you would think that our DNA would be more, but everybody's DNA is different. And so that's how they, you know, they...
Well, your DNA will also alter based on what you eat. In other words, you can affect the DNA of your children, with especially mom, with what she eats her developing years as preteen through teenage. Mm-hmm. And then by the time she's reproductive ready, her DNA has already been altered from what her mother gave her. Mm-hmm. And it will alter in her children based on the foods. And the problem with a lot of the food choices that we have is that they're woefully lacking in micronutrients that the body needs to work.
By design.
Well, I won't argue that.
Because the people who create those big four or five companies that control the food supply also are the same people that control the drug business.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple. We've said this over and over again. You eat bad food, and then they want you to eat to take their drugs so you can get better, which you know, you just masks most of the time. So in terms of COVID-19, complications and symptoms last longer with people who do not have a healthy gut.
Absolutely.
That's basically the bottom line here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know how conscious Mary and I are of gut health.
Yeah,
and I have taken care of, I've lost count of how many COVID sick people I've taken care of in the last 2 years. I haven't had so much as the sniffles, except for one day about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, this is a research paper that lasted for 6 months, and as you suggest, they looked at the poop to see what was going on, and the infected patients who showed symptoms of long COVID, their health,
terrible
their gut, and their poop was
wasn't
good.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right. So there's the answer to that question. Dr. Jack always has good answers to important questions here on the DGV Health Program.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.